Condo Craze and HOAs is intended as a resource guide for education, information, and entertainment purposes and is not intended to supply specific legal advice. The information that you hear should not be used as a substitute for competent legal advice from a professional attorney. The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based on advertising or the information you hear today.
It's 12:06 on News Radio 610 WIOD, Condo Craze and HOAs, sponsored by attorney Eric Glazer, founder of Glazer & Associates, PA, a law firm helping associations and owners throughout the state of Florida. If you'd like to be a part of the show today, call us 1-866-610-NEWS, 866-610-6397, star 610 for AT&T wireless customers. And last week, we stirred the pot once again. It seems to be what we do. People are just mad about all the foreclosure mess and the toll it's taking on associations around the state. And just one call after the other, who's to blame and what can they do to turn things around? Everybody wants to know. Eric, did this surprise you at all?
No, I got to tell you, not in the least. It's about time that some of the owners who live in associations out there start voicing their objections to the way the foreclosure crisis is hurting them, you know, certainly more than just anybody else. They can just find a way to band together now and let their elected officials know that there needs to be some greater protections for associations during a foreclosure crisis. Perhaps they won't have to go through this mess ever again.
Eric, I can also tell our listeners again that I can't stress it enough that their message of the foreclosure delays and the hurting in the residential area with the non-payment of assessments is definitely starting to hit home in the courthouses of South Florida. As I said last week, I've been sitting in on several hearings, and the judges are stepping up and taking notice. We're getting a lot more cooperation from the courts and forcing the banks to speed up and finish their foreclosure cases. They're finally hearing you, so it's a good thing.
As they should be. And, you know, the calls are already starting to come in. And we want to get back to this foreclosure thing. But before we do, I understand that Glazer & Associates has done some teaching on this subject over the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, Jerry. I designed a course on all the changes in Florida condominium law that occurred like during the last year or two. And we had the course approved by the Florida Department of Business and Professional Regulation. And the course actually gives 2 credits to Florida Community Association managers towards their continuing education requirements as well. And we had the pleasure of teaching the course to managers at KW Property Management and Castle Property Management. And got to tell you, we really had a great time. It's not just like a boring lecture. There's a lot of questions and answers, a lot of discussion, a lot of debate. It was very interactive.
Now, is this just for managers, or can just your average condo or homeowner jump in?
Yeah, we actually decided to make the course available not just to managers, but board members as well. We're going to try to teach the course twice a month to a group of no more than about 20, because, again, we want a lot of that interaction. And the course is going to be no more than 2 hours. It's going to be taught in the evening so that people can come after work. Again, it's not like a classroom. There's no tests, no pressure. It's actually a lot of fun. It's a great learning opportunity for board members and managers. And best of all, it's free of charge. So if anyone is interested in attending the seminar and meeting me, Christy, or any of the other attorneys at our office, just call us at Glazer & Associates, 877-4-CONDO-CRAZE, and let us know. Again, we absolutely think seating is going to fill up fast, so the sooner the better. We certainly look forward to meeting a lot of our listeners out there. And again, if you take your responsibilities as a board member seriously, it's a great opportunity to learn something and help yourselves and your fellow board members.
So if you would like to attend the course, that's all you have to do. You just have to call the office at 1-877-4-CONDO-CRAZE. I forgot the number 4 last week, so I will never do it again. 1-877-4-CONDO-CRAZE. And if you'd like to be a part of the show today, always call us at 866-610-NEWS, 866-610-6397. Or if you're an AT&T wireless customer, we've made it very easy for you, star 610 is all you have to do. Or we have another way to get in touch with us. If you are not comfortable talking about it on the radio, you can email the show at condocraze@wiod.com.
Yeah, thanks, Jerry. All right, you know, when I thought of how Condo Craze and HOAs would work each week, I certainly had in mind that we'd come in, you know, with a pre-prepared topic, but sometimes the news and the national media kind of takes precedence, and we have to go sometimes the way the media brings us. So before we get back to the foreclosure crisis today, I'm curious if any of our listeners saw the story on the Today Show this week about the 6-year-old girl in Clearwater, Florida, who lives with her grandparents in a 55 and over community, unfortunately, because her mom is a drug addict. If you did, you know that the association wants her out of the condo because, as you guys know, children aren't allowed to permanently reside in a 55 and over community. I saw the interview with the condo president, and of course he takes the position that he's simply enforcing the documents that everybody agreed to live by, and that if you make an exception for these grandparents, you got to make an exception for all grandparents out there. Well, needless to say, again, this story drew national attention on the Today Show.
Eric, I certainly understand both sides of this argument that's ongoing, and of course you have to have compassion for the grandparents and the child. She has nowhere else to go. But the other residents maybe deliberately bought in that condo community because no children were allowed. You know, they might have wanted peace and quiet in their retirement. Also, as everybody's pointing out, these grandparents can move somewhere else with their daughter. My biggest concern in that is they have been trying to. They've been trying to sell for the last year. They've actually dropped their price by over $100,000 and still can't sell, and that's where their money's invested.
No, there's no question. It's a tough story, and I know a judge in Clearwater is expected to make what's going to be a very tough decision this week, but it should be interesting, and it'll probably wind up being back in the national spotlight. But here's what what I want our listeners to know. Regardless of what side of the debate you actually agree with, let's all assume for a moment that this isn't just a 55 and over community, but it's also a community that doesn't allow pets, because it's certainly my experience that most 55 and over communities don't allow pets either, like in Century Village here in Pembroke Pines. If either one of these grandparents presented a doctor's note to the association stating that they need a dog in their house because it helps them deal with some sort of an emotional condition that they have and that they're suffering from, the association is almost powerless to do anything about it. That's right. They get to keep the dog, but they have to get rid of their granddaughter. That's under current new HUD regulations. The dog can stay. The granddaughter got to go.
You're kidding.
Yeah, I'd like to say that I'm kidding, but I'm not. This is actually new HUD regulations.
Can the granddaughter be designated as a seeing eye granddaughter? Or, you know, it seems to me that, you know, from an emotional standpoint, the granddaughter would be more medically acceptable than a dog.
You would think, right?
It's absolutely ridiculous. I mean, a dog can stay and the granddaughter can't. The biggest problem is, and what they're saying in the story, is that if the granddaughter doesn't stay with her grandparents, she'll have to go to foster care if they can't move. So you're telling me, okay, I'm stressing from a dog issue. I need my pet, but yet I can't even have my granddaughter who has nowhere else to go, no other family. It's absolutely deserved.
And she's going to end up lost in the red tape of the system.
Yeah, well, perhaps. Hopefully it won't go that far. But it's, you know, the point of this story being that right now under present law in Florida, again, they would get to keep a dog if they brought a doctor's note. But if that same doctor wrote a note that says it would really be emotionally beneficial for them to keep their granddaughter, that note would have no significance whatsoever.
That's just mind-boggling.
Right.
I'm having a hard time believing that. I'm gonna have to sit and let that sink in a little bit. We do have a caller, so let's get to this, and then we'll take a short break. Hi, Daryl. You're on Condo Craze and HOAs.
Good afternoon. Thanks for taking my call. I listened in for the first time last week, greatly enjoyed it, learned a lot, and appreciate y'all being here.
Thanks, Daryl.
Right now, well, actually 15 years ago, I bought the unit that I currently live in for $40,000. Today, the same unit is selling in my complex for $40,000, and that's actually one of the more expensive ones. Some of the ones at foreclosure are going for $23,000. It's absolutely ridiculous for me not to snatch these up. You know, it's like popcorn. They're practically giving them away. There's 480 units in my complex. At what point do I need to declare that I intend to buy a significant block? Is there any rules, regulations? Someone had mentioned to me that at 5% I have to do something.
Well, there's nothing in the law that requires you to actually disclose that you're buying these units. The question that becomes at some point, and again, there's currently legislation pending on this issue, at some point, would you become a developer under the law? Are these unsold units that the developer originally built and couldn't sell?
Negative. This is an older complex. They're just going at foreclosure.
Okay. Well, at some point, if you're going to consider, you know, releasing these units out in the course of ordinary business, then you may be, in fact, considered a developer and take on the responsibilities that come with being a developer.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. That's current legislation that's pending. Mr. Robaina was on our show a couple of weeks ago, and he indicated that there's some legislation pending out there that would actually try to speed up the foreclosure process and generate people from buying these units, making them not responsible as a developer would be, so that they buy these units without fear of getting sued for developer responsibilities. So that's still pending.
Yeah, there's exceptions for the bulk contracts. I know that they were talking about, because a lot of the people in downtown Miami want to buy up in bulk and try and get the whole entire building going back up again.
Right. And again, the current legislation, I believe, that's pending says if you're going to own 7 or more units and lease them in the ordinary course of business, then you may have concerns with being classified as a developer.
Ah.
Okay?
Okay, so I'm coming up on that number pretty soon.
Exactly. Thanks for the call, Daryl. We appreciate your time.
Right. Thanks a lot, Daryl. You know, I think we should take a break now, get back to the calls, and I need time to let this 6-year-old Clearwater little girl sink into my brain.
Yeah.
You know, that's just that's just mind-boggling. If you have any comments on that or any other questions for Eric or Christy, give us a call at 866-610-NEWS, 866-610-6397, *610 for AT&T Wireless customers. It's Condo Craze and HOAs on News Radio 610 WIOD.
At the law firm of Glazer & Associates, they know that when you became a member of your board, you didn't know just how difficult and time-consuming it would be. You learned quickly that your decisions must be guided by statutes, declarations, and bylaws. At times, it feels overwhelming. Let them help. Whether it's collecting past due assessments, amending your documents, or answering your questions, or if you are a community member involved in a disagreement with your association, Glazer & Associates will handle your legal matters with personal care by professionals who appreciate your business. They know you have a choice for legal services and want the opportunity to earn your business. Visit their website at florida-association-law.com or call 954-983-1112 for more information. That's 954-983-1112. Main office, Hollywood. This advertisement has been provided by a non-attorney spokesperson.
FPL is reporting thousands of homes are still without power since the storm.
Plan ahead by calling Ed Helms Electric and Air Conditioning today for your permanent standby generator. With thousands of residential and commercial systems under our care for 34 years, Ed Helms is the name that South Floridians trust. Call Ed Helms today at 800-329-2530 or visit us at edhelms.com. Ed Helms Air Conditioning and Electric. We'll keep your power on and your AC cool.
Condominium associations are facing significant challenges today. And with those challenges come the need for special help from a special property management firm. That firm is Miami-based KW Property Management and Consulting, comprised of a team of professionals who are meeting today's challenges. Staffed by CPAs and long-term property managers, KW brings financial controls, budgeting discipline, contract oversight, and strong vendor negotiation skills to its growing portfolio of clients. They call it the KW difference. The real estate market has changed, and so has the role of property managers. They're here to preserve the value of a valuable asset, your home. And today, that role involves strong financial controls and traditional property management responsibilities. Please visit kwpropertymanagement.com or call 305-476-9188. That's kwpropertymanagement.com. You'll see what they mean by the KW difference.
Hi, it's Glenn Beck, and I know you didn't get blown away last hurricane season, but this season may be different. Just because your roof looks okay doesn't mean that it is. Call the area's most competent roofing company, Pioneer Roofing, and have it checked out. They're the roofing experts for residential, commercial, and industrial properties. Call 954-920-7688 right now, and if you mention my name, you're going to receive a free gift from their qualified inspector. Pioneer Roofing, 954-920-7688, or online, it's pioneerroofingcompany.com. Their family keeping your family dry for over 50 years.
So, how can your business get more customers? The answer is pure and simple. The Pure Results Seminar, one of the most effective advertising formulas ever. They're being held October 27th through the 29th. Just call us at 954-862-3136 to sign up or RSVP online at MiamiRadioAdvertising.com. MiamiRadioAdvertising.com.
Find out what Wall Street isn't telling you and learn how to safeguard your shrinking dollars with the Capital Gold Group and The Gold Show with Jonathan Rose by tuning in Saturday at 4 p.m. or call us at 800-510-9594.
It's Chevy Truck Month with full-size deals on full-size trucks like 0% APR for qualified buyers on 2009 Silverado. See your local Chevy dealer. Length of contract limited. Not available with other offers. Take delivery by November 2nd, 2009.
Twelve 21 on News Radio 610 WIOD. It's Condo Craze and HOAs. I'm Jerry Hester alongside attorneys Eric Glazer and Christy Phillips. If you have questions for Eric or Christy, give us a call. 866-610-NEWS, 866-610-6397, *610 for AT&T wireless customers. Or if you like, you can email the show condocraze@wiod.com. Interesting stuff so far. I'm still baffled by the six-year-old deal in Clearwater, and we had a lot of stuff last week come up about foreclosures. I mean, I'm getting an education sitting here every week.
Well, I'll tell you, sometimes it just simply makes no sense. Guys, we got to concentrate on changing some of these archaic, arcane, crazy laws. I mean, you guys represent a powerful voting bloc. You should be getting better representation in Tallahassee. That's
you
the
think,
bottom line.
You think what we were just talking about is crazy? Wait till Eric tells you what just happened this morning to him.
Yeah, you know what? If there's a caller or two on hold, why don't we take them and then we'll talk about it.
Okay,
crazy
we can do that. Let's talk to Dan. Hi, Dan. You're on Condo Craze and HOAs.
All right. Thanks, guys, and appreciate the show. This is the only question I have. But my condo is a, I don't know if I need to preface this, but it's a rental slash owner. And it is kind of a mess. I guess they've gone back and forth three different ways, you know, but the this is where we are now.
Meaning what? The owners are renting out a lot of the units?
No. I guess it was owner beginning, or it was condo owners, and then they went to rental units. Oh. Now they're back to, like, you know, so half of the condo is rental with a management company downstairs, and, you know, I don't know half, but other condo units like mine, I rent from a guy in Brooklyn, you know, and he pays the condo fees. But what they're doing here is they've got three elevators in the lobby. Each, you know, the west side has a button, the east side has a button. Those two buttons call all the same. You know what I mean? There's no differentiate. Well, okay, this one calls the west side. The east side calls the east elevators. And they designated a pet-only elevator.
Okay.
With, of course, a $100 fine.
Right.
And, you know, my complaint, which I told them, and, of course, they said that they can do that, which they haven't done, but I said you need to program the pet elevator button to come only when the pet elevator, you know, only for the pet elevator, the other side calls those two elevators. And they said, yeah, we're going to do that, or we can do that, which I really think they're BS, and I don't think they can. I think it's all one, you know, computer chip. I don't know. But my question is, can they give me a $100 fine? Because, you know, like, sometimes you have to wait. You know, like if the elevator comes down to the lobby, you have to either go into the elevator, send it up to the penthouse or, you know, to a high floor so it brings one of the actual pet elevator down.
Okay. I'm going to let Christy answer this question. My only two cents of advice is your landlord's from Brooklyn. Just pay your rent on time. But I'll let Christy answer the rest.
In regards to the dog issue, if they're making the elevator a reasonable rule, say there's a reason for it, you know, they've had dog issues in the other elevator, so that's why they limit the dogs to one elevator, they really can give you a fine if you violate the rule. In past experiences with this, we have one condo that we actually used to represent in which they made the unit owners take a certain elevator down to the parking garage and then go out the parking garage. The courts in those cases have said, no, that's not reasonable. But if they allow you, you know, take it from the lobby upstairs, or if they make you, you know, go out the back door during the day and out the front door at night, those are all deemed reasonable. So they actually can fine you if you do violate. But then again, if they do attempt to fine you, remember that you do have the right to go in front of a panel of your peers, not actually the board, and fight the fine and try to explain your reasons for it.
Okay, good. Now, a follow-up question real quick. They have a freight elevator as well, and that is the problem. People don't pick up after their dogs, even though they have cameras in the elevator. I'm like, hey, you see what the dog did. Go get the owner. But that's neither here nor there. They have a freight elevator. And I said, leave the freight elevator on. They won't leave it on. They shut it off and only let it turn it on when someone's moving. And again, I said, wouldn't that solve the problem? We're completely away from all the elevators. It's in the opposite end of the building. But they won't do that. Is there any way that we as, I don't know, again, I'm not an owner, but people that live here say, no, we want this on. Can I do that or no?
Well, again, it's whatever the board deems reasonable. You know, as long as they have any sort of a valid reason to pass a rule regarding use of the common elements, that's their decision. And it's held to just a reasonableness standard. If they think it's a reasonable rule, then the business judgment of that board is going to control. Wish I had a better answer for you, but that's the answer.
And again, just another quick statement on this. That's when you talked about the common areas. This is the moronic thing with this rental slash owner. The management company can't do anything about common areas. Like, for example, you know, there were bugs in the 12th floor. I don't know, little fruit flies. I had to go to the condo association because that's a common area. You know, it was all silly. It's like, hey, call a bug guy. Spray the place. I don't care who does it, but you have to kind of go, no. You have to tell her, even though she's like two desks down.
Sounds like you're getting a runaround in a condominium, Dan. I got a feeling we're going to get more calls of that nature.
Okay, I appreciate it.
Hang in there.
Thanks for calling, Dan.
You know what, Jerry? Now is actually a perfect lead-in to what happened this morning. Before coming to work,
Let me just say, if you're on hold, just be patient. We'll get with you in a minute.
Yeah.
But we got to hear this story.
No, this dog story is actually... The last caller spoke about a problem with a dog, and that's exactly what I was working on before the show this morning. A client of mine is a condo association in Miami Beach, and they apparently sent a letter to an owner at the condominium saying, please put your dog on a leash when you walk the dog. Well, that unit owner went to the SPCA, which is the Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals, and my client actually gets back a letter from the SPCA that says this dog suffers from anxiety when a leash is placed around its neck. And when the dog is suffering from anxiety, the dog has a problem going to the bathroom. So please understand that this dog really can't be placed on a leash. So do you actually believe, you know, that we're getting letters now that says you can't put a collar around a dog because the dog suffers from anxiety?
Well, that's another one of those certificates that I need to go print up at Kinko's. a doggy psychologist, and I can prescribe, medicine for dogs. And
they've
already
say got that, one out there, the dog whisperer.
Oh,
it's
right.
It's off the dogs.
Right?
Be careful.
Yeah, what about the anxiety suffered by the other 300 residential unit owners that live there
right.
about having dogs run around unleashed, you know? Here's my answer to the
SPCA. I mean,
that's
dangerous for the dogs. There's cars. There's, you know.
Of course. Right. But, again, another case where the dogs seem to have more rights than people do. Yeah. So my answer to the SPCA is basically put the dog on some doggy Prozac, give the dog some doggy therapy, but the dog is going to wear a doggy leash while on the condo elements.
Right.
That's it. That's the bottom line.
Give him a little doggy cocktail if he needs it. anything to calm doggy's nerves.
Yeah, exactly.
And Eric actually mentioned it earlier. We were discussing this in the car right over here, and he was talking about it. And I was like, he mentioned, what'd you say exactly? Isn't that the type of dog that you'd want on a leash if it has all these mental
yeah, right,
issues?
Right. I mean, they're telling you that the dog has a mental condition, but please understand that we don't want to put it on a leash. Isn't that the exact type of dog we want on a leash? A dog
right.
with a mental condition?
What if the dog is hallucinating and thinks I'm a cat?
Oh, then you better run. Hopefully it's a little dog.
I don't run quite as fast as I used to, so that's just amazing. How far... people will go to beat the system,
yeah.
you know, hey. and, you know, 20 years ago, have you ever heard of a dog with anxiety?
No.
Forget that. Have you ever heard of allowing a dog for a grandparent that's sick instead of allowing the kid? That's still,
yeah.
I know
yeah.
I'm going back to that, but it's
I know,
just
I know,
nuts.
I know. And I know we've got some people that want to comment on that, but first we need to take a break for news because Lauren will get very mad at me if we don't. And, we'll be right back with Condo Craze and HOAs on News Radio 610 WIOD.
Good afternoon. I'm Lauren Granato with our top local stories. A father takes the law into his own hands, beating up the man he believes molested his son. Details coming up, but first, here's the latest from Terry Griffin in the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino Traffic Center.
Thanks, Lauren. Accidents clearing. 95 northbound exit at Hallandale Beach Boulevard also clearing away power line and sample. Scene of an earlier crash. Still dealing with Southwest 8th at Galloway in Miami-Dade County. Eastbound is blocked. And tailgating has commenced. Northbound and southbound turnpike around Landshark Stadium might get a little dicey. Game time today, the Dolphins and the Saints, 4:15. Next update at 1 o'clock. I'm Terry Griffin, News Radio 610 WIOD.
Both today and tomorrow, looking at a 40% chance for scattered showers and thunderstorms, and we keep near record high temperatures and plenty of humidity. Mostly cloudy today and tomorrow with middle to upper 80s. Overnight, about 76. Lisa Love from the Weather Channel for News Radio 610 WILD.
Right now it's 80 degrees in Pembroke Pines and 79 degrees in Key Biscayne under partly cloudy skies. It's 1231. A man accused of molesting a Davy three-year-old is recovering after being beaten by the toddler's father. Authorities say Manuel Vega is facing criminal charges for attacking Luke Petruschi. Vega says his son told him Petruschi fondled him while he was spending the night at Vega's home. Vega was arrested and charged with attempted felony murder. Petruschi is facing charges of lewd and lascivious molestation. Miami-Dade County's Health Department Administrator is praising President Obama for declaring the swine flu outbreak a national emergency. Lillian Rivera tells CBS4 that's a bureaucratic move to release funds, not to create panic.
That will help the emergency rooms in case we have to develop alternate care sites, like put up tents or put up triage centers. That will let them access federal dollars to do that.
Rivera says many clinics across the country have run out of the swine flu vaccine, but that has not yet been the case in Miami-Dade County. Downtown Baghdad is reeling from a pair of deadly car bombs. Iraqi hospital officials say more than 130 people have been killed and at least 350 wounded. The powerful blast went off less than a minute apart in parking lots near the government buildings. Casualties are so high that civilian cars have been pressed into service to take the injured to area hospitals. A team of UN inspectors is in Iran to visit a recently revealed but still unfinished uranium enrichment facility to verify it is for peaceful purposes. The revelation last month by Iran of the facility's existence raised international suspicion over the extent and aim of the country's nuclear program. But Iran says that by reporting the existence of the site voluntarily to the UN's nuclear watchdog, it, quote, preempted a conspiracy against Tehran by the U.S. and its allies.
If they can't run the football, they can't win the game.
That's the game plan for the Fins today. According to WIOD's Jimmy Cephalo, voice of the Dolphins, Cephalo says the Dolphins' defense needs to do its best to keep Saints QB Drew Brees from getting his throwing game going.
The Saints receivers are just terrific from top to bottom. Big, strong, hard to stop, and hard to take the football away from.
Miami is coming off a bye week. Kickoff is set for 4:15 today from Landshark Stadium. Next update at 1 o'clock. Condo Craze and HOAs is next. I'm Lauren Granato, News Radio 610 WIOD.
So, are you excited for the event to begin?
I guess.
What's wrong?
It's just that every time I say the name, the Lexus Season to Change sales event, that weird sound effect keeps coming out of nowhere. I think it's going to scare away the customers. It's like I'm cursed.
No, that's not a curse. That's a gift.
You think so?
Absolutely. When you say the name of, what's the name of this event again?
The Lexus Season to Change sales event. There it is again.
I'm telling you, everyone's going to love that.
Well, as long as they don't forget about the 2.9% APR financing and special lease rates on all models until November 2nd.
November 2nd?
That's when the Lexus Season to Change sales event ends. Got me again.
2.9% APR financing on all certified pre-owned models during the Lexus Season to Change. I said the Lexus Season to Change sales event. Thank you. See your South Florida Lexus dealer or visit LexusCPO.com.
Not all customers will qualify for advertised APR. Offer ends November 2nd, 2009. See your participating certified pre-owned Lexus dealer for details.
You remember well-made? You know, things well-made often last longer. They work better, feel better. They make you last and work and feel better, too. Well, the Ducks people have been hand-making Ducks beds for over 80 years. It all began back in 1924 when a Swedish craftsman by the name of Ephraim Young made a trip to America. He was inspired by his stay in an American hotel. He went back to Sweden, developed the most comfortable bed imaginable, the Ducks bed. And now for a limited time, Ducksiana stores nationwide are celebrating Mr. Young's inspiration. When you buy a Ducks bed, you're going to receive up to $4,700 in factory incentives. See the store for details. You'll find one in Coral Gables at 30 Miracle Mile or in Boca at the Boca Center on Military Trail. For hours directions, visit ducksbed.com. That's DUXBED.com or call 800-595-2000. It's a bed well made. It's a Ducks. Schnitt here, and I won't sleep on anything else ever again.
Well, 12:35 on News Radio 610, WIOD, Condo Craze and HOAs. I'm Jerry Hester, alongside attorneys Eric Glazer and Christy Phillips. If you'd like to be a part of the show, have any questions for Eric or Christy, call us, 866-610-NEWS, 866-610-6397, *610 for you AT&T wireless customers, or you can always email the show, condocraze@wiod.com. Now, we started off talking about a six-year-old who's being evicted from a condo in Clearwater because it's a 55 older and older community, and somehow we got on to dogs, and it just continues. Now, I have a question. Now, I have one of my cats likes to sleep in the spot on the bed where I sleep. Okay, I'll go in there to go to bed, and the cat is sleeping now. Now, if I run that cat off, is somebody going to call your office and have me strung up outside?
Jerry, what you do in the privacy of your own home, we don't need to discuss
this. Okay, sure. But we actually have someone on hold that wants to talk about something like this. Hi, Art. You're on Condo Craze and HOAs.
Yeah, good morning to you guys.
How are you, Art?
I'm doing well, thank you. In my condo association, they allow what they call companion dog. My dog is more of a therapy dog. The catch is they are requiring a doctor's note, but they are requiring, I guess it would be my mother, to go to a psychiatrist. Now, fortunately, no one in our family has ever actually used a psychiatrist, not saying that maybe we could in the past. But I just want to know if they specifically name a type of physician you're supposed to go to that you normally would not go, aren't they required to pay the bill for you to see that particular physician?
No, they're not. Again, let's assume you're in a no-pet community, but you want to have the ability to maintain an animal. It's up to the unit owner. The unit owner has the burden to come forward with some sort of a medical note indicating that this animal provides some sort of like emotional support. Now, it used to be the law would require this animal to have some sort of specific training, in other words, like a seeing eye dog or, you know, things of that nature. But basically, the new regulations by HUD say as long as this animal provides some sort of emotional support that can be verified by a doctor, the animal gets to stay. It basically, the new rulings by HUD basically take every no-pet community and make it into a pet community if the unit owner has any sort of a medical defense. But the burden, again, is on your mom to come forward and say she needs it. And, yes, the association is correct in refusing to grant approval for the pet to stay unless she comes forward with a medical note. And normally that's done by a psychiatrist. That's correct.
That answers that question then. All right. I appreciate that.
Thanks for the call, Art.
Thanks for calling, Art. Let's talk to Evith on line 4. Hi, you're on Condo Craze and HOAs.
Hi, good afternoon.
Hi.
Okay. Well, my husband and I got sick of this condo units that we have afford to buy, and those are two because of too much problems. So we ended up that we are going to sell it for short sale. It's either file bankruptcy, or which one is better? I want a second opinion from you, please.
Well, I'm sorry, is your name Edith?
Evith.
I'm sorry, Evith. It's impossible to know, to give you an answer to that question without knowing exactly what all your other debts are, you know, how much equity you have in your current home, if any, what your total credit rating is like. So instead of answering that question on the air, I'm going to suggest you give us a call in the office.
Okay, please.
All right? That's 1-877-4-CONDO-CRAZE, the number 4-CONDO-CRAZE. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you very much.
Eric, there's actually an important thing that came up with that short sale and the bankruptcy. I'm not going to get into which one would be better, but in regards to short sales, a lot of people, there was a major article, I believe it was 2 days ago in the Daily Business Review, stating that a lot of these banks are selling off their judgments, the excess amount due to people. So if people do a short sale, they really, 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 I know I stressed it last week, but they need to make sure they get a release from all money owed to the bank.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Right, because you could sell it short and then still owe the bank big.
Exactly.
And then is it upside down or underwater?
Both.
Is underwater is the new upside down or upside down is the new underwater? I'm not sure, but most of us are there. Let's talk to Kent. Hi, Kent. You're on Condo Craze and HOAs.
Good afternoon.
Hi.
I live in a building built in the 50s, and they're double the amount of two bedrooms as one bedrooms. And when I moved in, I didn't realize that everybody has the same maintenance. And so I questioned, and they said, well, that's the way it's always been done, but it's not that way in our bylaws. So I'm wondering, is that legal?
Are you saying the two bedrooms and the one bedrooms pay the same exact amount of assessments right now?
Yeah, maintenance, yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Since your condo was built, I think you said, in the 50s,
mm-hmm.
At that time, the associations had the option, when the declarations of condominium were created, to do just that, to make even the bigger units pay the same amounts as the smaller units and vice versa. Today, the statute's changed, and everybody would basically have to pay the amount of assessments based upon basically the size of their units and the amount of the common areas that they own. But yes, if your documents allow for that, there's nothing illegal about it, again, because your declaration allowed for it at the time.
Well, excuse me, but it doesn't say one way or the other, and I said 50s, but I meant it was done in the 60s.
Yeah, you know, again, impossible for me to give you a definitive answer without seeing your specific declaration of condominium. So again, okay. Just like I told Edith, call us at the office. Yeah, 1-877-4-CONDO-CRAZE.
Thank you so
okay?
much.
Okay, thanks, Kent, and anytime.
Hey, thanks for calling, Kent. He brought up a good point without even knowing it. Some of these documents were made in the 60s.
Right.
And they're certainly outdated. Can't they be up to, you know, more the way we live now?
A lot of times associations call us and say our documents are old. They got to be completely redrafted. Not necessarily the case. Things that have, you know, generally become illegal are not going to be enforceable anyway. Like even in associations that are like 30, 40 years old, some even have restrictions in them that prohibit children from living in the community. Federal law has, you know, trumped that. So certain restrictions wouldn't be enforceable. But that doesn't mean you have to amend your documents. It's just
right.
It's just void.
But in regards to amendments, though, if they wanted what Kent was just talking about with changing the way that the percentage is done versus the one-bedroom, two-bedroom, that would be considered a material alteration, and that's going to require 100% of the vote of all unit owners, all mortgage holders, judgment creditors, anybody that has any interest in that property. So those things, it's pretty much impossible to change.
I've only been part of this show. We've only been doing it for 7 weeks, but I know that I wish them luck on that one.
right. Never going to happen.
If I haven't learned anything in the 7 weeks we've been doing this show, I've learned that you're not going to get 100% of anybody to do 100% of anything.
You're lucky if you get 50%.
Right. Yeah.
You want to get people to your meeting, just, you know, put a sign up that assessments are going to double or triple.
Free
all
coffee.
All of a sudden. Bagels,
free
right?
donuts. Robert has a question about dogs. Hi, Robert. You're on Condo Craze at HOAs.
Yes, whether it's a dog or a child, you know, people buy into a community. I mean, I have been thinking about buying a condominium as an investment right now, but maybe living in it later. And when you buy into an agreement where everybody seems to be on the same page, be it dogs or children, you know, and then there are exceptions allowed by law, forced by our friends, the U.S. government, then what's the point? You know, there's no way you can be safe from the individual whims of, people with their changing circumstances. I say the older people can move out of the condominium if they truly want to have a granddaughter living with them. I'll just let you comment on that. Thanks.
No, it's a totally valid argument, Robert. You know, I don't know if there's really a right or wrong answer to this. And yes, the grandparents, from what I understand, have tried to move out. They're trying to sell their unit. They reduced the price by like $100,000 or so. You know, but it's a tough call. Again, the silliness of it, though, is the fact that a dog would be allowed to stay if these same grandparents came forward with a note that says they're suffering from some emotional disability and they need to keep a dog, but they can't keep their grandchild for the very same reason. But, you know, I certainly understand buying into a community with rules and regulations, and you expect them to be enforced and adhered to by everybody. It certainly makes sense.
And, Eric, I agree with you in regards to the contract issue. My main concern is the world we live in today. There's got to be some kind of exception, even if it's just a waiver for, you know, 2 more months to try and let them really sell it or something like that. I'm not saying a waiver of all the rights, but possibly just allow that child, because otherwise she's going to end up in a foster system where nobody knows her. It's certain situations are a lot different than other situations.
Understood.
That's what...
No easy answer. I guess the president's concerned about making an exception for one. You'd have to make an exception for all. So
yeah, but this is an extreme case.
Of course.
You know, obviously. And, you know, the fact that they've been trying to sell their condo for all this time in this, you know, economy, and, you know, I think they should bend a little bit.
Yeah.
I mean, that's my opinion. I'm just a radio guy.
Yeah, I remember we had a case about a year and a half ago, where a mother and daughter chose to move in with the in-laws during the time that their dad was fighting the war in Iraq. And the condo association said, sorry, the little girl is, under 18 years of age. She can't live here permanently. But from what I remember the case, I think they worked it out.
Yeah, they were
calmer heads prevailed.
Funny part is, by the time you actually begin to arbitrate these actions or take them to court, by the time you're done, usually the problem solved itself.
Right.
Yeah.
So within
right.
the 6, 8, 12 months.
Well, maybe by the time they go around and around and around in the system, this girl will be, 55. we have another caller that wants to talk about this. Salji, you're on with Condo Craze and HOAs. Am I saying your name right?
Yeah, Salji.
Okay, Salji, how are you?
Okay. Listen, my situation is here. A couple of years ago, about a year and a half ago, 2 years ago, there was a couple that moved in with their mother in their mother's unit in our complex. We're 55 and over, and they're younger. They're in their 30s, 40s. And what they did is then they were doing installing hurricane shutters, and they made a few bucks, and then they moved out, and they went rented a house, and they were gone for a while. Now they resurfaced again recently, and they came back to the mother. They lost their house and whatever. And they played a little confidence game here on one of my unit owners. The female made a pass at one of the unit owners and said that her husband didn't love her no more, and she wound up moving in with him. And she started to play games, and she used his credit card numerous times. And when this guy found out, he went bananas. And she wrecked his house. She tore all his carpets up and said that she was going to install a tile floor, which she destroyed his floor. Well, this guy went crazy, and he put notes all over his door. So when I saw this, he was like an enraged, crazy man. I sent a letter to this unit owner where these young people are living, telling the mother that they were not welcome to live in this complex because they are not what I call good people. And we told them that they must vacate immediately, otherwise we will press charges. We will get the owner to press charges. It may come to pass yet, but he's a very docile guy, and he's very forgiving, but we don't want them here. So they were gone for a few days, and I just noticed a couple of days ago they moved back in with the mother. Do we have recourse to get them the hell out because they are Bonnie and Clyde? Oh. And I got all seniors over here, and they will do a number on somebody else. I know they will.
Sal, I don't know if I got every single part of that story, but quite frankly, this sounds like a really interesting 55 and over community. We're talking about affairs going on. We're talking about violent people busting up other people's units.
This ain't no Century Village talk.
I mean, this is something special you got going on over there.
Listen. The girl went over to a guy that was in his 60s, a very docile guy, and he said that my husband threw me out. He don't want me living with his mother. It's a few doors away. Could I please sleep here? So he
Wait,
said,
Sal,
okay,
Sal, let me
stay
cut,
on the couch.
Sal, let me cut you off for a second, and let me cut to the chase. Bottom line is, if you have a unit owner in a condominium, and if I heard you correctly, that unit owner is going around busting up other people's property, you know, and creating, you know, generally a nuisance. We routinely go into court and get orders from judges kicking people out of their homes. I mean, they're not even allowed back in their own homes if we can prove that, you know, they're terrorizing the community.
Well, the unit owner is not the one who did it. It's the children that she brought in because
that. Yeah, again, as Christy indicated, that should even be easier, you know, getting an order from a judge preventing these people from, you know, actually coming onto the condo property.
Sal, I hate to interrupt you, but we do need to take a break here.
Okay. All right.
Thanks for calling. And we'll be right back with As the Stomach Turns. We'll be right back. More Condo Craze and HOAs coming up next.
At the law firm of Glazer & Associates, they know that when you became a member of your board, you didn't know just how difficult and time-consuming it would be. You learned quickly that your decisions must be guided by statutes, declarations, and bylaws. At times, it feels overwhelming. Let them help. Whether it's collecting past due assessments, amending your documents, or answering your questions, or if you are a community member involved in a disagreement with your association, Glazer & Associates will handle your legal matters with personal care by professionals who appreciate your business. They know you have a choice for legal services and want the opportunity to earn your business. Visit their website at florida-association-law.com or call 954-983-1112 for more information. That's 954-983-1112. 1112, Main Office, Hollywood. This advertisement has been provided by a non-attorney spokesperson.
Hi, Jimmy Seppel here for Anesthesia Pain Care Consultants. You don't have to live with the pain any longer. I know if you want to golf, you want to garden, if you want to simply play with the grandkids, but pain is stopping you from doing so, don't let that happen any longer. The folks at Anesthesia Pain Care Consultants are board certified in treating pain. Dr. Fox, Dr. Weissman, Dr. Ozaki, they all know what to do. They first find out what's causing the pain, and then they treat it. Offices all over Broward County. Here's the phone number for you, 954-720-3188. That's 954-720-3188 for Anesthesia Pain Care Consultants.
There is a watchmaking standard that is revered around the world.
That standard comes from Rolex. From clasp to bracelet to its unique watertight oyster case, a Rolex holds its value because it was intended to. Crafted from just three precious metals, platinum, steel, and gold, each defies the ordinary. Its steel, 904L, virtually indestructible and corrosion-resistant, is incomparable. Its patented Everrose Gold, created in an exclusive foundry, will remain beautiful for life. Inside, a genuine Rolex movement is a product of superiority and remarkable testing. It is unrivaled. At Rolex, flawless standards create more than a watch. They create a value that was meant to endure. For a complete selection of Rolex timepieces, visit your official Rolex jeweler.
See what a new watch can say about you at Tourneau, the world's largest watch store since 1900. Tourneau, Bell Harbor Shops, Bell Harbor and Worth Avenue, Palm Beach.
Put your worries aside. We'll make you feel cool inside. Lindstrom Air. Lindstrom Air.
You know that feeling when you walk inside from an absurdly hot summer day? On a day when it's so hot out that you sweat from the car to the house? Then you walk into a cool, crisp, air-conditioned home. Feel that sudden rush of cold air hit your face and wash right over you. Well, at Lindstrom Air Conditioning, we specialize in moments like that. We're air conditioning experts. And if your AC isn't keeping you cool, give us a call. We'll be right over, and we'll check it out for free with any repair. And if you need it, you can save right now with our excess inventory sale. Get over $3,500 off a new Train air conditioning system. And remember, it's hard to stop a train. So call Lindstrom Air today, 800-928-9198, or go to lindstromair.com.
Get comfort today, or you don't pay. Lindstrom Air.
Hi, it's Glenn Beck, and I know you didn't get blown away last hurricane season, but this season may be different. Just because your roof looks okay doesn't mean that it is. Call the area's most competent roofing company, Pioneer Roofing, and have it checked out. They're the roofing experts for residential, commercial, and industrial properties. Call 954-920-7688 right now, and if you mention my name, you're going to receive a free gift from their qualified inspector. Pioneer Roofing, 954-920-7688, or online, it's pioneerroofingcompany.com. Their family, keeping your family dry for over 50 years.
/12:53 on News Radio 610 WIOD. Why can't we be friends? Why can't we all just get along? It's Condo Craze and HOAs. I'm Jerry Hester with attorneys Eric Glazer and Christy Phillips. Taking your calls, 866-610-NEWS, 866-610-6397, *610 for AT&T wireless customers. Been quite an enlightening day so far.
Yeah, rough, absolutely.
Yeah, it is rough out there. And let's talk to Ken on line four. The calls are just stacked up, and we just got a few minutes left. Hi, Ken. You're on Condo Craze and HOAs.
Yes, thank you. Regarding an HOA, we have a deed restriction that requires air conditioning to be central air, and we have an unfortunate person. She has MS, and she wants to install a window unit stating that, her central air broke down and needs to be replaced, and she cannot afford to do so. We've further allowed her, told her she could put in a portable which would exhaust through the window, but she said those do not work. So she has put in a window unit. We have told her it should be removed, and so that's where we are right now. I guess the question is whether there's any federal or state disability type of laws that we are bound by. So that's the question.
Yeah, well, I don't know what the specific answer would be in this very specific circumstance. However, I can tell you generally when a person comes forward with a medical condition, is the association is going to be required to provide what's called a reasonable accommodation. And, you know, the government may certainly look at this and say, you know what, it's not so unreasonable to allow a unit owner to put a window, an air conditioner in a window, rather than to have them go through the expense of an AC central air conditioning, you know, unit being installed for thousands of dollars more. So I can tell you, the way the law is currently trending, I'd err on the side of letting her actually do it. Because the association's probably, if they don't do it, they're going to wind up finding themselves as a defendant in some sort of a federal lawsuit. You can guarantee it.
Ken, I was actually curious. Does she already have central air and then is trying to put in an additional window unit, or is it just a window unit in the unit?
Well, she has put one in her bedroom, And as I said before, we have said that she could put in one of the portable type units that exhausts through the window but doesn't protrude. But she states that those don't work good enough.
Christy, I think he said that the central air is broken and she can't afford to get it fixed.
Oh, okay. Because in most of the cases, if she can get it, I know there's been case law out there where, you know, you've had handicapped people that have parking spots behind their unit and it's only stairs and the association doesn't have a ramp, the association would have to install it. But if it's within their own unit, she should be required to pay all the costs of everything. And it's kind of a...
If she pays for it, though, the association may be forced to allow her to do it because that's going to be called a reasonable accommodation.
That seems to be the issue, yes.
All right, thanks for the call, Ken. We appreciate it.
Thanks a lot, Ken.
Thank you. All right, you're welcome. All right.
You know, those portable units, they make them pretty good now.
No, absolutely.
My dad has one in case of emergencies like hurricanes and stuff, and the weekend my air was out, I borrowed it, and I just ran the exhaust out my sliding glass door through the pet door, and I tell you, that thing cooled off the whole place.
Really?
You know, they're making them better now. They're getting better. They're still kind of noisy, but, you know, technology, pretty soon you're going to put a little chip right behind your ear and you're going to go 78 degrees and you're going to be comfortable all the time.
It's funny, Jerry, because that's what I was trying to get to real fast in regards to the reasonable accommodation. If there is an alternate that the federal government sees, like the portable air system, mm-hmm. then they're going to require her to do that before she actually makes a material change to the building.
Yeah,
and
I think they're actually cheaper than the window units, to tell you the truth, if you want to go buy one at either brand Y or brand X over there. Let's talk to Chuck. Hi, Chuck. You're on Condo Craze and HOAs.
Good morning, people. How are you today?
How are you, Chuck?
Hey, Chuck.
Good. I've got a question from my dad. He rents a condo in West Palm Beach, and the unit owner hasn't been making the payments, so they're going to foreclose. Well, he's going to be out his last month's rent and his security. But he was going to wait until after the bank foreclosed. But the association came to him and said that they want him to make his rental payments to them instead of the unit owner, with the foreclosure hasn't gone through or anything else yet. Are they within their rights to demand that?
It all depends on what their declaration says and what they have a lease addendum or anything like that. If they've gone into court, we talked about it last week, and actually gotten a receiver appointed to collect the rents, he might be better paying them so that they don't continue their foreclosure, because the bank foreclosures can take a long time, so he'll be in there for a while. But I did a story on this before. If you go and rent a unit and it's owned by an independent person, make sure you have your first or last or whatever it is, your security deposit, put in escrow, because it'll save you a lot of trouble in the end.
Okay, thank you.
You got it, Chuck.
Hey, thanks for calling, Chuck. Wow. I mean, what a day.
Yeah.
We have lots of calls. We have lots of callers online. Unfortunately, we are just about out of time for today. So if we did not get to your call, you can call Eric or Christy during the week anytime at 877-4-CONDO-CRAZE. That's 877-4 and then Condo Craze, or you can shoot us an email anytime, condocraze@wiod.com. So what do we have to look forward to next week?
We've been trying to get back to the election process for God knows how many weeks now, but I don't know if that's ever going to happen.
It's been at least a month.
Yeah, you guys are just lucky the Dolphin game is on at 4 o'clock today instead of 1 o'clock, because you might have missed me.
Yep.
but it's right there. You can see it from here.
Can I see it from here?
Yeah, you can see it. You can actually, on a clear day, you can actually see the Jumbotrons from here.
Oh, I'd be good to go then, I guess.
We'll try to get back to elections at some point. But, hey, we're going to talk about what you guys want to talk about. We said that on week one. If you guys have something you want to say and talk about, it's your show, not so much ours. So, again, keep calling in.
Yeah, once again, thanks for listening. Thank you, Eric. Thank you, Christy, for coming down once again and making this a very, very interesting week on Condo Craze and HOAs. Kim Commando is up next, right after the news on News Radio 610 WIOD.